Welcome to Night Shadows, and I'm Stuart Best. We're going to do a special here for the release of Angel Fall. We're going to be excerpting some demons speaking through victims. And I want you to hear this because there's an awful lot of folks out there that are wondering what the paranormal really is, what it's about, is it real? And a lot of folks don't seem to think that it's real. It's entertaining, it's good for movies, etc., etc., like Poltergeist, like all these horror pictures, etc., etc. But people really don't believe that this could possibly be real. Well, I'm here to tell you that yes, it is. I have personally had to deal with demons. I have personally cast them out, and I have personally witnessed the horrible things that they can actually do to people. They can cause mental problems. They can cause severe health problems. They're very, very hard to identify as to exactly who they are or what they want or what they're doing to a person. They work extremely subtly. They work invisibly. In fact, for the most part, they pretend not to exist. And this is where people who think of the Bible as a religious book, it's really a paranormal book. It teaches us about the paranormal world. It teaches that mankind actually is a prisoner to spiritual forces in the high places. Now, if you're born as a prisoner, and you grow up as a prisoner, and you live your life as a prisoner, and you die as a prisoner, you probably would never be aware that you really were a prisoner. In other words, you simply would not believe it. And you would discount it and say, it's not real. I am not a prisoner. I am not fallen. The Bible really is a book of what I call zero options. It's not so much as a religious book as it is a historical book and a paranormal book. I keep coming back to the paranormal. The Bible is the most paranormal book that has ever graced planet Earth, if people would just read it for what it says. When I call the Bible the book of zero options, I mean to say that the statements that are contained therein are either wholly true or they're wholly false. For example, in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says that the Lord claims he created time, space, energy, matter, life, and spirit. Well, that is either wholly true or it's wholly false. You can't have it either way. I mean, such a grandiose statement as that, it's either true or we are dealing with a massive lie of major proportions. And there are many, many other such statements as that. The Bible is written in such a way that it either has to be accepted for what it says or it has to be denied for what it says. And one of the things I wanted to bring up in this excerpt here that we're doing for our release of Angel Fall is to only bring to you the fact of the reality of these entities. They really are real. We do not understand how they are made. We do not understand how they can have a mind, how they can have eyes, and we can't see them. They're ethereal in nature. They can enter into people. They can leave people. They enter into families. They travel through families. They wreak havoc on people. And they do it in such a way that people just accept it as ailments, health problems, etc., etc. And many times, of course, it is. But many times, it is not. And in this 16-hour course of demonology and how they work, you will learn from the demons themselves how they operate, what they can do to people. It's amazing, absolutely amazing what these entities can do. They can attach themselves to things. We can't understand how that works. We do not understand how an ethereal being, kind of like a mist, can travel about, enter into people, cause havoc, then leave. It explains a lot of things that if people would only read the Bible, not as a religious book, not as a book that they... We have a natural innate... How do I word this? We have a natural innate hatred for the Bible. The Bible claims that we are fallen creatures. It says we are a prisoner. And as I said before, if you are born into it, you don't think anything about it. Life to you is simply normal. And so when people like preachers, teachers, and evangelists come to you and say, you're a prisoner, you just laugh at them, naturally. Innately, however, we do know something is wrong. Innately, we know that there is something wrong within, that there's something missing. We don't know what it is, so we entertain ourselves. But we do not like, essentially, to be left alone totally. We are creatures of social habits, and we don't like being alone. But anyway, I want to get to this thing. I don't want to spend a lot of time here trying to explain something that is essentially unexplainable. You have to understand that when you're dealing in the paranormal, you are also dealing in that which cannot be explained by all natural means. It's like metaphysics. You just have to, there are certain things that have to be accepted as real. There's a lot of stuff in the world that we simply cannot explain. We will never probably be able to explain it. It's beyond scientific reach. The paranormal is essentially beyond scientific reach. It's kind of like Bigfoot. The vast majority of people probably don't believe in Bigfoot. A lot of them don't even believe in UFOs or aliens. They cannot understand that. They don't believe in ghosts. When people report odd encounters, they're looked at as kind of freaks. Because the normal life of a person probably doesn't include a lot of things that they would consider abnormal or an anomaly. But if they understood how demons work, how the spirit world works, they might change their tune just a little bit. Anyway, the same thing goes, of course, for ghosts, for odd creatures that are seen, bumps in the night, werewolves, etc., etc., etc. Unexplainable things. But just because they're unexplainable does not mean they are not real. And I am here to tell you that the demon world, Islam calls them the jinn. The Christian world calls them demonics, demonic powers, principalities and powers in high places. You will hear this demon in this excerpt talk about the hierarchy a little bit. She talks about generals, and they have a hierarchy, they have a military formation. And it is utterly amazing, and the more you get into it, the more you begin to realize how fooled, what a deceptive world we actually do live in. The world as you see it, the world as you think it is not. Just when you think you may have everything figured out, you won't have, and you'll find out you won't have. Anyway, I want to bring you this excerpt, and I hope you will take it to heart and join Night Shadows Twilight Club and take this demonic course. They are affecting you even if you don't believe they are real. And there's one way to find out they're real, and that is just do what the Lord Jesus Christ commanded we do, which is begin to search him out or get into an area that they don't want you to get into. You'll find out instantly just how real these entities really are. So without further ado, here is Ernest Rockstead, and he is working with this demon who claims ownership of a house. And they are there to expel that demon and break its hold over the family and the house that it has. And this is not an unusual occurrence. Demons, I'll say it again, are just as real as you are. They may be invisible. They may be ethereal in nature. We cannot explain it, as I've said before, but that does not mean they aren't real. And they can cause havoc. In fact, the Book of Enoch says that as we approach the end times, they will start to manifest themselves in ways that are very bizarre. And you have probably seen a rise in road rage and people just losing it, like the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas. Those kind of things are probably caused by demonic activity. Anyway, here we go with that excerpt, and I can't tell you to enjoy it, but I can tell you you can learn a lot from it. And if you enroll in this 16-hour course, you'll be able to handle just about anything that comes down your way. Believe me, they are watching you, just as I've said. They watch everybody. They know what they're doing. They are very, very intelligent, and they are very, very deceptive. They are at war with humanity. They mean to bring humanity down. The Book of Enoch says so. The Bible says so. You see, Jesus Christ spent a lot of time casting these entities out. Now, either he's a lunatic, or he knew exactly what he was doing. And simply because they're invisible, as we have said, does not mean they aren't real. Anyway, here we go with that excerpt. Can't tell you to enjoy it, but I hope you learn a lot from it and that you will enroll in our Night Shadows Twilight Demonology course.
Going on, or this stuff is real? Well, it is. And without further ado, then, I want to get back to Ernest Rockstead dealing with this demon who evidently wants to take over this family's house. So stay tuned now as we listen further.
How come that you're able to look and demons can't look?
I said I was strong.
What about the light? Doesn't the light bother you? Turn the light on you?
You cannot do that to me. I can cover it up.
I remove the covering.
You can't do that!
Jesus Christ is not Lord. He is Lord of all.
It's a lot of baloney.
Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God.
That is not true.
He became a man.
Jesus Christ is a punk like you.
He became flesh and dwelt among us.
That is not true.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
He never will come. It is a story.
He died on the cross for our sins.
He did not die on the cross for anybody's sins.
He rose again from the dead.
That is not true. He is dead. He never was.
He lives forever.
That is not true.
Praise the Lord.
It is not true. You are lying.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
You cannot even say that. There is no such person.
I am so glad he took me in.
You are fooled.
He's forgiven my
sins. You are saved.
He has cleansed my heart.
That is not true.
I will praise him.
You can't see the difference.
I will praise him.
You will not praise him.
Praise the Lord.
This is my heart.
I am for
you. You will not say such things in this house.
Give him glory, all ye people.
You cannot say that.
Wash away his
our
sins.
No.
I say it. You're not going to stop it.
You're the one that's deceived. You think Satan.
is going to be cast into the lake of fire, and you're going to be there with him. The lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
You read that in a book.
In the Word of God. That
in a
is
book.
The Word of
a
God.
A book is a book.
The Word
a
of God.
A book is a book. And no more. Word.
I command that your hold upon this house has to be broken. Through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus.
I repudiate your word.
I claim this entire property.
No.
I
will have the well.
The well. Oh, the well.
I will have the well.
Why do you want the well?
Did they get that well by wishing, by using a stick or something? You tell me. Did they find a place to drill by with a rod? Answer me.
They found it on a map.
They found the well on a map, you see?
Yes.
Well, how could they do that?
I showed them.
You showed them?
That's right.
I cancel out every influence that you had upon it, and I declare that that well is for the Lord Jesus Christ. That water is dedicated to giving...
That water is not dedicated to anyone.
I dedicate it to the Lord Jesus. I
you cannot
to
do
satisfying
that. You
the
cannot do that.
God
I will throw rotten apples in it.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I will throw rotten apples in your well.
I command that you cannot do it. In the name
I
of the Lord Jesus.
It.
I dedicate that well on the basis of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has delivered us from the power of darkness.
I will turn that water to blood.
You can't do it. You get away from me.
I will do it.
You get back in that chair. Get back in that chair. Get back. Hurry up. I command that you behold the Lamb of God hanging upon the cross and shedding his blood.
This will not do.
I command that you see the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God.
I cannot see. You took my eyes away.
I command that you be able to visualize the Lamb of God.
I do not wish to do that.
I command that you do it.
No.
You see the Lamb of God hanging there upon the cross and the powers of darkness zeroing in on him, and he stripped them off. He made an open shame of them. He made a shame of them publicly. He made a public spectacle of all of the demons he defeated. You praise the Lord.
We will bear any shame for Satan.
Command that there is a protection around that well, around this entire house. This house is for God. We dedicate it to the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I divest this wicked spirit of all of its authority and means of the and protectorate over this house. This house will have over it only the protectorate of the Holy God, the everlasting God.
I hear you, but you do not know what you are saying.
I certainly do.
And you don't mean it anyway.
I certainly do. I mean every word of it.
I will not believe that you mean it.
We live in the shadow of the Almighty, and we're under his wings. And this house is claimed.
You're saying a lot of pretty words, aren't you? You read a lot of junk in books, and then you just spout it off all the time. You think you're soothing people.
I'd like to give you some from the Word here. This is, that should be very interesting to you. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy.
You can leave me alone. Get back there. You get back. Get back. I'm begotten of God, and the wicked one touches me not. Get back. Get away from me. You go. Go back in the chair. Hurry up. Get back in the chair.
You will not read.
I will, too. You go back in the chair.
You will not read anymore.
I
You
am
can read to all these fools here.
I'm reading.
But you will not read to me.
I am reading to you.
You will not read to me.
Come on.
You are interrupting my worship.
I command you cannot worship Satan.
I will worship
Satan. I command that you cannot do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Get up. I command you.
No!
You get up in the chair. You get up in the chair. Get up in the chair. You like to be different, do you? What hold do you have upon this house? I cancel your hold, protectorate. I take it all away from you.
You do know
I,
that.
I do it through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I cancel your hold. I remove it entirely.
You've got a good thing going, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. This house belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's dedicated to God. It's set apart for setting the captives free. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to set the captives free. And this place is dedicated to that. Wings spread, that people might mount up on wings as eagles. Triumph.
I ask my blue moths into the light and beat their wings against the air.
The God of peace shall bruise Satan under our feet shortly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I command that you have to be removed to the pit. I command that you have to be removed to the pit, Protector.
I have to be removed to the pit.
You certainly do.
I do not.
Well, tell me why not. Tell me why not. Got it?
The generals will be here.
Give me the word of God that says that. Are you a general? Are you a general?
No, I am not a general.
Well, what are you then?
I am a protectorate.
You're a protectorate. But where do you come in the lineup of principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world?
I am over them.
Oh, come on, you are not. What is your position? What is your position? I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you come.
I do not have any directly under me. I have friends. And I prepare the table for the general.
Well, you prepare the table for the general. Well, who are the general?
The princess.
Well, they're the princess.
King Babe.
Well, where do they work?
Wherever they're sent.
Are there any of them around this having to do with this house?
There will be.
There will not. I command there cannot be. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You don't know how hard to do it, overturn the table?
I overturn the table in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, I overturn the table.
You're a wretch!
I upset the works of the powers of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I divest you of your power in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I command that you have to be removed, Protectorate, and all of your friends. I bind up all of your friends with you. And I command you that you be sent away to the pit.
We will...
I remove your fight. Lord Jesus, I ask you...
You cannot remove a fight!
Lord Jesus, I ask you for the removal of this protectorate and all of his associates. Lord Jesus, we claim this house completely and entirely for your own self, for your glory, for the setting free of souls, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Protectorate, you be gone. To the pit with you.
I will go to the well.
You are not going to the well. You are going where Jesus Christ sends you. And I claim the...
Jesus Christ does not send me at all.
I claim the work of the angels of God, the holy angels, to take this wicked spirit and mark it up. The holy angels of God taking this wicked spirit to be born into the pit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy angels of God are taking him. The power in the name of the Lord Jesus. The power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You answer me, you prove your Lord.
Okay, so there is an example, and it's only one of a multitude of examples, of how these entities actually do work. And in this particular case, the demon had taken possession of the house, probably taken possession of the family. In fact, I believe, if I remember right, this is the wife of who lived in that house, and the demon is speaking through the woman. You invoke that. I differ somewhat in the approach myself. I think it's much safer and much easier to bind these evil spirits than it is to attempt to get rid of them, because they can be extremely dangerous when they do leave people. And in one of these examples, I think you will hear, if you take the course, where the demon says, I will kill her when I leave. And they do have tremendous power, depending on how deeply embedded they are. And in a lot of cases, we're not talking about demon possession. We're talking about demon oppression. And there's a big difference, but I don't want to get into all that. That's a whole different program. But anyway, please do take this seriously, because you are going to be dealing with these entities sooner or later as we journey through the last part of man's probation upon planet Earth. This is real. You're going to find out just exactly how real it is. Just like UFOs and extraterrestrials, they will manifest themselves. They will land here. They will claim that they manufactured mankind, and they're going to bring the proof with them. And in any event, thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us on Night Shadows.